Can they go ahead and call us back into order? We're on bills and resolutions on first reading. First bill, or Congresswoman Edwards.
Introducing ONCA 1933, which is an act to amend ONCA 1848 to appropriate the amount of $69,158 to Housing Assistance, ONAP, O-N-H-A-P, and to reduce the tribal appropriation to the Education Department, JOM, program in the amount of $69,158 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Hey, thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Pratt. Oh. Let me go back and go ahead and assign ONCA 1933 to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you, Speaker. I am reading in ONCA 1934, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $263,017 in federal funds to Community Health Representative and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1935, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $114,639 in federal funds to the Education Department Johnson O'Malley Program and to establish an alternate effective date. And ONCA 1936, an act to establish a law of competitive bidding for the Osage, for the gaming enterprise doing business as Osage Casinos and the business enterprises of the nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 1934 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. ONCA 1935 is assigned to the Education Committee. And ONCA 1936 is assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Okay, we'll move on to General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to read in ONCR 1908, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We're now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1861, an act to amend and restate 15 ONC section 5-101 et sec and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Potts.
Lunch.
I do have an amendment to propose, page 2, line 127. Insert, it shall be the duty of the board members to report any vacancies in board membership to the assistant principal chief or his or her designee within 2 business days of notice given to the board.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other amendments? Mr. Brock, would you please deliver that to the clerk? Okay, seeing no other amendments on ONCA 1861, we'll move to ONCA 1874, an act to amend and restate the law on the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review, 15 ONC Section 1-201 et sec, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, move to ONCA 1923, an act to amend the Treasury Law, 15 ONC Sections 2-301 and 2-321, to add definitions and to establish the appointment of the Investment Oversight Committee and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Next bill is ONCA 1924, an act to amend ONCA 12-85, the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act, to make the investment language consistent with the Treasury law and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay. Next bill is ONCA 1927, an act to amend the Treasury law, 15 ONC sections 2-301 and 2-302, to add a definition and amend the declaration of policy in the Treasury law and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1874, ONCA 1923, ONCA 1924, and ONCA 1927 on third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Second.
Motion to place ONCA 1874, ONCA 1923, ONCA 1924, and ONCA 1927 on today's agenda on third reading after engrossment. There's no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Bills are moved to third reading after engrossment. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. Without objection, we are going to recess for the purposes of engrossment. Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Pratt.
Yeah, that's all I was going to ask for. To the call of the you.
Okay. Anybody have an estimate on how long that might take? At least an hour? Mr. Gill, do you have any idea?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The engrossments are ready for the committee to start reviewing, so my guess would be about an hour for them to go through them.
Okay. We're in recess for the purposes of engrossment.
It's like almost noon.
That's a good point.
It's on there after.